if that's what the fear is about. A challenge?
Well, whatever I am, whether it's a new me or an old me, remember, I'm still just an entertainer.
Well, what do you think I am? What do you think they are? What do you think the theater is? It's all entertainment. Believe me, there is no difference between the magic rhythms of Bill Robinson's immortal feet.
You said that before.
All right, all right. Well, what did Bill Robinson do? He danced on the stairs, didn't he? Now, I happen to play Oedipus the King on the same stairs. What's the difference? We're all theater. Show me the greatest tragic actor or the lowest wreck-nosed comic in burlesque, and I'll show you an entertainer. We're all
Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go. With his pants falling down, or the dance that's a dream of romance, or the scene where the villain is mean, that's entertainment.
And of course, that's a little bit from one of the great MGM classic movies of all time, The Bandwagon. And if you've never seen it with Fred Astaire and Annette Fabre and Sitcha Reese, you really must. And the reason that I'm using that as an intro to our wonderful guest, Wendy Federman, is because The Bandwagon is the story of how a show gets put on to begin with. And all the mistakes and trials and tribulations, but all the love and the passion and the fun that goes into it. And Wendy Federman, it reminded me of you. Welcome to the show today. Hello.
That was so much fun to listen to, Lisa. I've got to go find the movie on one of those streaming channels now and watch the whole thing.
Oh, thank you. It's a classic. It's a great one. Wendy Federman is the 2019 Ellis Island Medal of Honor recipient, also on the Kennedy Center's National Committee for the Performing Arts, a 9-time Tony Award winner. Here are just some of the selected shows that she's won a Tony for: Hair, Pippin, All the Way, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. I've seen that one. Dear Evan Hansen, Hello, Dolly. There are so many others, including recently Hadestown. And what is it, Wendy? Have you gotten another 25 additional Tony Award nominations, something like that?
Well, we'll see what happens this spring. We're just really in the beginnings of our 2019-2020 season, and a lot of really great and exciting things coming in. The things I'm involved with and things that I'm not involved with that I'm looking forward to seeing.
Okay, so give us the preview. I confess I haven't been paying as much attention as I normally do. What is it that I really don't want to miss?
Moulin Rouge is just a spectacle. It really is. It's going to be around for a while, so don't get upset that you'll miss it, because it's here to stay. It is fun and brilliant. Something that will only just be here for a few months, but it's just a wonderful work of acting and storytelling, is Betrayal with Tom Hiddleston, who is that wonderful, gorgeous British actor. People know him from all those Avenger movies, but he's an incredible stage actor, and this is probably one of Pinter's best plays. That's on for the next, I think we're just through December on that. Fun little revival of a musical that everybody loves, Little Shop of Horrors, off-Broadway. Off-Broadway, fabulous cast right now, Jonathan Groff and a whole bunch of A-listers, directed by Michael Mayer, who directed Spring Awakening. That's over at the West Side Theater. We've got Tina Turner musical is in rehearsals. Jagged Little Pill, using the music of Alanis Morissette's fabulous album of human songs.
Tell me a little bit about the Tina Turner. Is it like a Cher thing where somebody portrays Tina Turner throughout her life?
This incredible actress, Adrienne Warren, who blew the roof off of it in London. The production started in London. Fortunately, she's here with us in the rehearsal studio as we speak. And yes, it is Tina Turner's story. It's a little different than the Cher story in that the way that it was told in theater going. I mean, Adrienne's basically playing Tina throughout, outside of one lovely young actress that plays the very young, girl, Tina. Anime, but it's Adrienne. Anyone that saw her in London just could not. They've already rebought their tickets. I mean, it's selling extremely well. But that is just going to be a barn buster.
And Tina Turner's life story is a pretty compelling life story.
Really compelling. She's a remarkable woman, a trendsetter, and what she went through to get where she was and get out of what she was in and remake that career that she made so brilliantly is and the body, the songs. Again, it's the songs and the story, as with our wonderful Ain't Too Proud.
Yes.
It's the songs and telling the story well. And I think, Ain't Too Proud is doing it brilliantly. And I think Tina's going to be the next Broadway, the next great story about someone in our entertainment industry who has been just more than an entertainer. It's a life that we, for women especially, to look at and go, if she can come and overcome what she overcame, I can too.
She's living in Switzerland now, right?
Yes, we are hoping she will be with us opening night. I don't think her health has been tremendously wonderful, but she was in London, and she loves the production, and we're hoping to have her in with us in November when we open. But I think we start first previews in about another week and a half.
So Wendy Fetterman, you are now very, very well known for being a hit spotter. And people flock to you when they're thinking about investing in Broadway shows because you have a very good track record. To what do you attribute? What is your criteria? Where is your sixth sense, your gut, about what's going to really be a hit in terms of convincing other people to go ahead and invest in a show? What is it?
You know, sometimes when it's a sometimes I turn down the call sometimes because everybody is saying, all right, what do you have? And I'm going, I don't have anything yet. What is it? I come from a performing family. I'm a trained actor, although I went into the world of business. So I think I have an instinct on material. So I grew up with it. I was surrounded by it. I'm also, I would say, the demographic of what our audience, our typical theater audience is, although I'm happy to take my daughter or son with me early on or let them look at material because I always like to know that the millennials and the younger generation will enjoy it. I just think I've been around and doing this long enough and exposed to it. I was an investor myself. I guess I've been investing in theater over 25 years. I've been producing about 12. And, it's just, you just like in any other business or work, creative work that you do, you just go a bit with your gut and a bit with common sense. Number one is about the art. Of course, the creativity has to be there. And then, of course, just from the business side of it, I scrub the numbers. I look at the team, the trajectory of how the show is moving, where it's going. Do we have, the right support team? Do we have the trajectory to either Broadway or to London? It's a whole lot of things. And then you hope for the secret sauce, that you just, you feel something, you hear a song, you read a script, and you just get that feeling, the hair stand up in the back of your head,
yeah.
And you go, oh, yeah, this could be, and it needs work, or it has to be here and there, but there's something here. I mean, with Dear Evan Hansen, I was in an early workshop, whatever. I mean, I heard waving through a window, and I couldn't speak. And then, first preview performance when we were down at the arena in Washington, D.C., and again, I was just shaking, calling up, texting everyone, just come down here and see this now, because if you don't, you're going to be upset, you're going to regret it. And yeah, I could, people that in my wonderful investment family, that didn't get in on it early. Everyone has been, all right, find me the next one, and find me the next
find
one.
Me the next
and fortunately,
one.
I found, the band's Visit, which was so gorgeous. It's so gorgeous touring the country now. And Hadestown and other, I'm always on the search, again, for the new, for musicals, again, like the Ain't Too Prouds and the Tinas, which are telling wonderful stories with music we love. I love what Jagged Little Pill is about. It's taking Alanis' great music, but those songs are like little stories, and we crafted an original story around it about a family that looks perfect but isn't.
Okay.
And it really deals with some very topical issues. Lisa, you're going to love this one. Your daughter's going to love this
one. I bet. So it's a little bit next to normal Spring Awakening, kind of?
In a touch of Dear Evan Hansen, maybe.
Okay.
Yes, it's in that world. Diane Paulus directing. Diane Paulus from Hair, Waitress.
Yeah.
Pippin, she's anything Diane touches just soars. I'm honored to be working with her again. It's a wonderful team, a lot of talent. There's a brilliant new play coming in called The Inheritance. It won the Olivier Award in London for the best play. it's being called the heir apparent to Angels in America just 25 years later, the next generation.
Why? What's it about?
It's about Matthew Lopez, this young, brilliant writer, wrote it. Again, it's about the life of gay men, but in the context of the larger world and of all of us and humanity. And you're going to laugh and you're going to cry and bring tissues, and it is just brilliant. It's two parts. I did it when I did it the first time in London. I was speechless. I was so full of emotion, and it's just brilliant, brilliant theater. I can only just say, just go.
The Inheritance.
So, every award that they could give it in the UK was thrown at it, and we're so happy to have it here. We just started early previews on part one. I cannot recommend it highly
enough.
Is
this Broadway or off-Broadway, Wendy Fetterman?
Broadway.
Okay,
that's so
Broadway. The Inheritance. And, of course, The Music Man is coming with Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster.
That's coming, I believe, next fall. So
yeah,
that's next season. Of course, we're all looking forward to
it. I know, but they've already started saying tickets. I know.
Of course they are, because they can. It's Hugh Jackman. We'd watch him read the phone book.
We certainly would. Wendy Fetterman, what are some of the websites for people that, need a discount, want a discount? Everybody wants a discount.
Absolutely.
Where can they go?
You can go directly on playbill.com and theatermania.com, and you'll see, in one of the columns, there is a section for discount tickets, Broadway and off-Broadway. Now, Hamilton might not be in there, but people will be surprised at how many shows there are where there are tickets that could fall in a much, gentler price range. There's an app called Today's Ticks. And very clever. Again, you can go on it, and they're very smart, even though it's called Today's Ticks. It's not only for tickets last minute for today, but they actually do have a calendar where they go out, I think a couple of weeks, but they will tell you the least expensive ticket that they have for that, for a particular performance or date you might be looking for. And sometimes it's a really great discount. Other times, if it's a Saturday night, maybe not such a good discount. I always recommend, just historically, Wednesday nights seem to be the easiest, but there are least traffic nights in general. So I always say if you can catch a Wednesday night, as opposed to a weekend, especially if you're looking for a gentler price on a ticket, look for the off times, not when everybody is going, if you want to do that. But there, there's the old time, TKTS booth, down in Times Square. But I use those theater sites often. And there's wonderful stuff off-Broadway, too. And again, a lot of the off-Broadway, some of the off-Broadway shows are on those Theater Mania, Playbill, and Today's Ticks as well.
Wonderful.
Anyone that loves theater, put that Today's Ticks app on your phone. And it's very clever. They have their representatives are standing out in front of the theater.
Yeah, they do.
I think they're in red.
It's really fun. Yeah, it is.
It works.
Yeah,
it
does work.
It's a great idea. I applaud them for it. Again, it's just another way. We want to get as many people.
In the seats.
Everybody.
Sure.
Into seats. And we want everyone to enjoy the theater. And there are definitely ways, to find tickets for wonderful shows that are not necessarily full price.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. We're chatting with Wendy Fetterman. It's been great, hasn't it? I mean, Broadway's doing pretty well.
The selection coming in this year is just astounding, Broadway and off-Broadway. There's just some really wonderful work. Those of us that live in this metropolitan area are so, I think we're so privileged.
We're so lucky. We are.
To what is going on around us. Most days I'm in the middle of Times Square, and there are people that have flown in from around the country and around the world. And just to say, I come in once, twice a year to see Broadway shows, and we're so lucky we live here.
Right.
It's in our backyard.
It is.
I cannot recommend it highly enough. You turn your phone off, you disconnect from the world, and you create this, you're in this room where this energy, this exchange of energy, and you just get to be transported and transformed and be entertained. Sometimes we entertain and we laugh. Sometimes we entertain, we cry, we get educated. We get all three in the same experience, but it's unlike any other form. Live theater is like any other form of entertainment because you have to be present with it and in the moment with it.
Thank you, Wendy. Wendy Fetterman, who gives us our wonderful Broadway previews. And she's always the prettiest person to win the Tony Award when they have the producers. They always have a bunch of men in suits or women who frankly don't know how to dress. And then Wendy comes on the stage. Come on. And then Wendy comes on the stage in a Randy Rahm extravaganza or whoever with her gorgeous spiky blonde hair. And you know that she's up there getting another Tony. So congrats, Wendy. And thanks for letting me be a part of your world.
Lisa, it's a real pleasure because I know how much you love theater. Anybody that wants to see what I'm up to, my website is Foolish Mortals Productions, or just under my name, Wendy Fetterman. And there's just take advantage of what we've got in our backyard, everybody. Take your children. It is such a wonderful way. People don't remember maybe their first film with their parents or maybe their first baseball game. Well, it depends on the game, but they do remember their first Broadway show.
They do.
Show.
Mine was Fiddler on the Roof right with my here. Aunt Cookie. Fiddler on the Roof with my Aunt Cookie. I remember it, and I was a little girl. Thanks, Wendy.
Fiddler with Herschel Bernardi.
Really?
Anytime, Lisa.
Oh, that's you remember. And mine was
Zero Mostel, but I remember.
Me too.
Herschel
I didn't
Bernardi.
See Zero Mostel. I think it was Paul Lipton or something was playing Tevye. It wasn't Zero Mostel, but it was a great night for me. And as you, it opened up a whole different way to be a human being.
My life.
Yeah, me
Started
too.
My life.
Thanks, Wendy.
My pleasure.
Wendy Fetterman on the Lisa Wexler Show. 8 minutes before the hour.